Every week, I start off by giving you one of my top 10 lists. This week, 10 ways to be a good friend to your dog. Number one, play. Dogs, of course, love to play. Set aside some time every day for some play sessions. Apart from the obvious benefit of having fun together, play also provides an outlet for your dog's energy, and it can help reinforce what he's learned in training sessions. But the focus during playtime should be just that, play. Number two, go on walks. Take your dog out on lots of walks. He will enjoy exploring the neighborhood and will benefit from the exercise. So will you. It's good for your heart and your blood pressure. Make sure that you have a strong leash and you maintain control of your dog at all times. Walks are an excellent opportunity to practice basic commands and reinforce training. I love walking my dog to get my morning coffee, and then I come back, and you wouldn't believe what we meet, and I'm sure what my dog smells en route. Number three, talk to your dog. He won't understand your words, but he'll enjoy the sound of your voice. Talking to your dog will make him feel involved, and he'll definitely understand the inflections of your voice. And he's an excellent listener who won't constantly interrupt with bad advice. You can also use different voice levels to praise or correct your dog's behavior. I know when my voice goes up and I go, Stogie, pop, 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 pop. He turns, he looks at me, his head's cocked to one side going, what the heck do you want me to do now? Versus, Stogie, get over here. So that's what I mean by changing your tone of voice. You'll definitely see it in your animal's reaction to which he prefers. All right, number four, give treats. My favorite thing. Your dog will always appreciate a treat. Sometimes it's important to give a treat just for the sake of it. Though treats can be used as a supplement to his regular diet as well as an excellent training aid. I use lots of treats to reinforce my dog's behavior at home, especially when I want him to go to his bed. I'll just say, Stogie, go to your bed. And he goes flying into his bed and he turns around and he sits and then I tell him down and he lies down and I then toss him a treat. So the odd time when I don't have a treat, I still get the desired behavior that I want from my dog because I've been consistent in my behavior. Number five, love your dog. Seriously, your dog will love you no matter what. Return the favor. A well-loved dog is almost always better behaved and calmer and more secure. Aren't we all? Number six, switch out your toys. Dogs get bored of toys just like kids do. And when it comes to stuff to play with, they can have pretty short memories. Keep your dog entertained by rotating his toys and exercising your credit cards. I'm just joking. Put old toys out of sight for a month or two and then bring them back out again. Your dog will enjoy them just as much as they were when they were new. And number seven, this one's important. Give your time. Remember, you are the highlight of your dog's world. You may be tired after a long day at work, but your dog has spent the day anxiously waiting your return. Reward that loyalty with your time. Pet your dog, talk to him, play with him, laugh with him. Let your dog know you value his company. It'll do you both a world of good. And the number eight thing to do to be a good friend to your dog is find that spot. Scratch your doggy's belly often. If you find the spot, so much the better. You know, there have been studies done that claim that petting a dog actually reduces stress. Well, personally, I don't need a bunch of scientists to tell me that. And when you find that spot and his leg starts twitching, he blisses out and you've created some magic. So remember, once you find the spot and somebody stops you on the street and wants to pet your dog, you can always say, my dog likes to be petted behind the ears, on the chest, under the chin, on the belly. So get out there and start rubbing your dogs all over and see which his spot is. Number nine, leave the radio on. I know I'm biased, being on the radio myself and all, but seriously, try leaving the radio on or the television on when you leave your dog alone. The noise will help keep him company. And the number 10 thing is plan activities with your dog. Include your dog in family activities. Take him to the park or out on outings to the beach or special activities such as a dog Olympics or the dog parades or Woofstock or whatever. So remember, your dog will love being out and about with you. And besides, if you want, you can always dress up your dog and show off the latest outfit. So there you have it, my top 10 list of ways to be a good friend to your dog. How many of you are doing them already is my question to you.